Tommy McNeil with your worldwide news update. Palestinian officials say Israeli strikes on northern Gaza killed at least 22 people, mostly women and children. The offensive in the hard-hit and isolated north entered a third week as aid groups described a humanitarian catastrophe. In a separate development, Israeli medics say a truck rammed into a bus stop near Tel Aviv, wounding dozens of people. An Iran supreme leader said Israeli strikes on the country over the weekend should not be exaggerated nor downplayed. Meanwhile, speaking to reporters in the U.S. state of Michigan, U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris called for de-escalation in the Middle East after Israel bombed military sites in Iran early Saturday.
Of course, we maintain the importance of supporting Israel's right to defend itself. And we are also very adamant that we must see de-escalation in the region going forward, and that will be our focus.
Israeli forces withdrew from a hospital complex in northern Gaza Saturday, a day after storming it, and the Palestinian enclave's health ministry said the troops had detained male medical staffers and some of the patients. Reuters correspondent Rachel Graham reports.
Health officials said on Friday Israeli forces had stormed Kamal Adwan Hospital, one of three medical facilities struggling to operate in the area. Before the army raid, medics said at least 600 people had been in the hospital. Medics said at least two children had died inside the intensive care unit after Israeli fire hit the generators and oxygen station in the facility on Friday. The Israeli military said it operated in the area of the hospital based on intelligence, quote, regarding the presence of terrorists and terrorist infrastructure there.
Reuters correspondent Rachel Graham. For more stories, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Commonwealth leaders ending a week-long summit in Samoa said Saturday the time had come for a discussion on whether Britain should commit to reparations for its role in the transatlantic slave trade. Reuters' Diane Toe.
At a news conference, Commonwealth Secretary General Patricia Scotland read out the statement, noting the issue's importance to the group's 56 members, who are mostly former British colonies.
The time has come for a meaningful, truthful, and respectful conversation towards forging a common future based on equity.
The statement did not mention what form reparations should take.
So we agreed a plan here in Samoa to boost investment across the Commonwealth.
British Prime Minister Keir Starmer told a separate news conference that the summit's reparation discussions have not been about money.
That was Reuters correspondent Diane Toe. The number of dead and missing in massive flooding and landslides in the Philippines has reached nearly 130, and the president says many areas remain isolated. Tropical storm Trami blew away from the northwestern Philippines on Friday, leaving at least 85 people dead and 41 others missing. The death toll was expected to rise as reports come in from previously isolated areas. Tens of thousands of demonstrators marched across Italy calling for an end to war worldwide. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports.
Giulio Marcon, one of the organizers of the rally, shared the message they hope to convey to the world. The message from this square is that wars never resolve the problems. War brings more war. Weapons bring more weapons. We must choose the path of negotiation, of a ceasefire, and of diplomacy. We must follow the path of the United Nations. This is the message from this square. Peaceful rallies were held with the support of hundreds of associations committed to peace, disarmament, and human rights. The marches came in response to escalating violence in the Middle East and growing conflicts worldwide, and denounced the diminished role of the United Nations on the global scene. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
The United States has approved $2 billion in arms sales to Taiwan, including the delivery, for the first time, to the island of an advanced surface-to-air missile defense system. The sale is certain to anger China. Taiwan's presidential office on Saturday thanked Washington for green-lighting the potential arms sales. Under the island's new president, Taiwan has been stepping up defense measures as China increased its military threats against the island. Beijing last week held war games encircling Taiwan for the second time since the president took office in May. That wraps up this update, but the world of news never stopped. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.